time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, online at WKHM.com. Our live coverage of the 2020 season is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Additional sponsors include Trips Auto Shop and Trip Ceramic Pro, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, the Jim Winter Auto Group, Grimes Plumbing, County National Bank, HB Fuller, American Title Company, the Shamrock Bar, Fuller's ChemDry, OmniSource, the Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, the Jackson YMCA, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, Avenue Auto, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Abel Heating and Cooling, and the Kraft Agency. High school football on WKHM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and we're back at Tony Dungy Field at Withington Stadium as the Jackson High Vikings get set to take on the Maples of Adrian. So they drove all the way up here up 127, and they're ready to clash here. We know that this is an Adrian team. And usually we start with the home squad, but I want to mention Adrian right away. As we found out from one of our colleagues up here, lost their starting QB and then lost their starting running back, too. So here, 2 games into the season, they've had injuries, and they had to forfeit a week ago.
Yeah, you said they drive up here on up 127. They only needed 3 cars, and one of them was a little Chevette to get the whole squad, and that includes the trainers and the coaches, Steve.
Yeah, so just looking at the numbers, this could be a Cascades Conference roster compared to this SEC White Division. Jackson, of course, with their full complement of players, or at least most of them, and certainly their roster takes up 4 columns and just 1 column for Adrian. So if it's a game of attrition, if it's a numbers game, Adrian starting behind the 8 ball. As it comes to that, Madison or Adrian, the Maples come in here at 0-2 on the year, and their last game was a loss to Dexter, 54-0. So struggling to find offense, not surprising when you're without 2 starters in your maybe 2 most important positions on a high school football team.
Yeah, their starting quarterback, Sean Parker, just a freshman, and I'd like to say off the JV squad, but we're being told they don't even have a JV squad, so just freshman. And I'll tell you, when you're dealing with boys, 14-year-old boy versus an 18-year-old boy is a big difference, and you can even just see him in the size out there from where we're sitting, that he's going to have his hands full tonight.
Yeah, as a freshman, though, he looked capable. We saw him running a few plays out here with, like, a squad on squad and made a nice pass out in the flat on target with some zip, and so I don't want to set him up to fail or set him up to say that they're not going to be able to put up a fight against the Vikings, but they do have some things working against them.
We'll see how he looks with big Dale Dangler chasing him down.
Exactly.
200-pound senior from Jackson, so it'll be interesting.
A couple of early scores. Penfield hosting Lumen Christi tonight out in Battle Creek. Herb Brogan going for, I believe it's win 371, which would make him solo third all-time coaching wins in the state. But it looks like right now he might have to wait till next week. 14-6 in the fourth quarter, Penfield with the lead over Lumen Christi, and Homer all over Concord tonight, 42-14. Some of those games, again, getting started early here on a Friday. I don't know, maybe in response to the Eastern equine encephalitis.
Is that back?
It's back. It's back again.
Oh, boy.
Like Backstreet. So Jackson comes into the game 1-2, and we saw that opening game victory where they really manhandled Tecumseh, and the offense was pretty spectacular with Dorian Riley toting the load and really on the verge of, or at least, you know, threatening some school records. And since then, he's been kind of reeled in a little bit as they come off a loss last week, 56-21 at Pinckney. So that's defense for Jackson can give up some points, 42, I believe, the week before that they gave up. So I think they're going to need to look for ways to kind of shut down this Adrian attack, and then worry about the offense a little bit after that.
Yeah, but you're talking about a very good Pinckney attack that's also averaging a lot of points and just a good overall squad, and now we're looking at the undermanned Adrian Maples. So I expect to see Jackson's defense get back on track, but time will tell.
Time will tell. That's why we play the games. Let's take a 3-minute break here on the pregame. Our pregame, as usual, brought to you by Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you'll need a plumber, but when you do, Grimes Plumbing's there for you. Online at GrimesCompany.com. Back in 3 minutes.
Now, back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
opening kickoff from Adrian lined, and it rolls down to about the 18 where it's fielded by Orlando Trader. Not much room on the return. I think did he touch a knee down to the ground? Anyway, Jackson will take over on their 19-yard line.
Yeah, so the 19-yard line is where I expect the Riley Express to
depart.
To hit the tracks.
He's in there in the backfield in the shotgun. QB out there tonight, Gibson Drummond for the Vikings. He's got four wide receivers, but the give is to Riley, and he cuts it around to the end of the offensive line. Looks like it was designed to go off tackle, but he took it wide. And good job by Adrian, to stretch that one out.
Yeah, Connor Kruger kind of did a good job of just staying in front of Riley and kind of pushing him outside until he got help from his friends.
Yeah, and it looked like a little penetration there, at least a pretty good push from the defensive line to force him to try to punch that outside, because I think we've seen Riley does his best running when it's between the tackles. And he can turn on the afterburners once he gets into that second level. He's in there again. And he takes the give, this time up the middle. He's through the first line, and touchdown-saving tackle there by the safeties for Adrian. But not before Riley turns that one up to the 39, about 20 yards on second down.
And just as you said, Steve, right up the middle of the line, Riley seems to get a good push, good burst, and boy, if he hits that second part of the defense, look out.
Yeah, and he really untouched, and the forward momentum doesn't give him the spot, so really they're at the 36 with first down. Three receivers split left for Drummond, and the give to Riley again off tackle to the left, and he's grabbed at the line, doesn't stop him from dragging some guys over the 40 to the 41. So that is a nice gain on first down for the Vikings. Break up second down and about six.
You mentioned Gibson Drummond. Two games ago, starting quarter, we have a quarterback change from when we last saw Jackson. It's be Bozeman, now Drummond taking the reins as a sophomore.
He's out of the shotgun here with kind of a pistol with Riley behind him. Four wide receivers, two to each side. And one goes in motion. The give is faked to Riley on the end around. We've got a run, and he dodged the tackler. He's out near the 50. Brought down to 49 on the carry. There is Alfred Taylor, and he'll get the first down for Jackson. Little misdirection with the fake to Riley and the end around to Taylor.
Yeah, we mentioned Adrian a little shorthanded just in personnel. Jackson definitely not shorthanded in talented athletes.
Yeah, first quarter of this game tonight brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Mark Konopacki, I think he might be listening tonight. He's available if you do have a stopped-up drain. Don't hesitate to call Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. He'll listen to the game in the car on the way to fixing your leak. Shotgun and the snap goes to Drummond and the gives to Riley. And he's tries to go between the guard and tackle on the right side, and he's hit there. He's going to get about a yard, but not much more, as the Adrian defense so far on that defensive line has been a mixed bag.
Colin Johnson, senior for Adrian, first person to meet Riley.
We have a final now from Battle Creek Penfield, the Panthers 28-20 win over the Titans tonight. So Lumen Christie will have to wait a week at least to get her Brogan that important win, that milestone win. There's a give to Riley, and he's going to get over... over to about the 46-yard line. He's into Adrian territory. Another shorter run, though. The Adrian defense has been bending, but not really breaking thus far, and it's third down and about five for Jackson.
Yeah, every game we do, Steve, we talk about the importance of, you know, the offense staying ahead of the chains, trying to get third and short, and vice versa is true for Adrian. They need to keep Jackson in those third and longer situations.
Drummond out of the shotgun here on third and about five. Gives to Riley. He's hitting the backfield, but bounces off. Cuts it to the outside of the 40, to the 30. Foot race, 20. He's out of bounds. I don't think he realized that he was out of bounds because he went to turn it back inside. He's going to go out at about the 21. That's a nice big gain for the Vikings, and another first and 10 in the red, knocking on the door to the red zone.
Yeah, it was a great run by Riley, and you're right. He was a good 3 feet out of bounds and didn't realize that he was still putting his shoulder down. So, hey, if that field was the Canadian field, a little bit wider, Riley might have scored.
Riley actually, again, they had a defender that kind of nudged him in the backfield, but Riley bounced off of it and able to break that for a big one. First and 10 here for the Vikings from the Adrian 22, and it's another give to Riley. Dives into the pile and pushes that pile forward to about the 14 before he's brought down. He runs strong out there and make it second down in about four.
Yeah, when we watched Jackson earlier, their line, when they sense a mismatch, they definitely seem to get good pushes.
Yeah, and here they've been giving him, they opened up a few really big holes for Riley. He's had to do some nifty running, too, to get to the outside here. They give to him on second down and short, and this time the Adrian pile is going to tie him up. They stopped his momentum to get the whistle, but Riley never actually went down.
Riley ball here.
Make it third and about three.
Caden, headline for Adrian, wrapped him up and kind of tried to swing him around, but Riley wasn't going to hit the turf, that's for sure.
Third down, 3 yards to go.
Dorian Riley listed at 5'7", 195 for the Vikings. It's a load to bring down. He's in there again on third and short, and they give it to him on the dive. He's hit there at the line. I think they're going to stop him short of the marker. That's going to bring up a fourth down and short. I think that's probably at about 12. Nope, they called a first down. So right by the marker, and the officials believe he got the distance. So first and 10 from about the 11 for the Vikings. So they could conceivably grab another first down before scoring here.
And I don't know if Jackson is kind of setting up for some play action here, but right now it's been a steady dose of Riley.
And a clock-eating drive here. We're at 6:19 to go, first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, and the give is to Riley on the sweep. He's going to get hemmed up again, so he does get over the 10, down to about the 9, but the Madison pursuit has been, I keep saying Madison, it's Adrian. I'm thinking of Adrian Madison. Anyway, Adrian's pursuit was good there, and they keep him from being able to get at the goal line. Under 6 minutes now. And here we are in the, again, the first quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. Glad to have them on board for our high school sports, along with all of our other fine sponsors tonight. With 5:42 to go, the Vikings are at the line, second down and about 8. Drummond gives to Riley off the left side. He's going to bounce outside to the corner of the end zone. And he takes a shot as he goes over the goal line. But Dorian Riley marches it down the field and into the end zone for the Vikings. 6-0 Jackson with 5:31 to go first quarter.
Yeah, Coach Scott Farley just kind of must told the staff and had this scripted out. Like, hey, we're going to feed Riley until they prove they can stop him. And that drive, there was no proof of that.
Yeah, that reminiscent of the kind of football that we saw last week. They ate up half of this first quarter on that opening drive and then take it all the way to pay dirt. That's a nice nice weapon to have to be able to say, yeah, we can control 6 minutes of clock and score at the end of that drive. They come out for a two-point try here. Drummond out of the shotgun. Riley's in there behind him. Banks it to him. Drummond's keeping into the line. He's going to get stopped short of the two-point conversion. And he's brought down by Connor Wimmer, senior from Adrian. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll come back with a kickoff. It's 6-0 Jackson at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jackson out to kick the football off, leading 6-0 with 5:31 to go first quarter. Our first quarter of football for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Back to return for Adrian is number 4, Davon Edwards. And Jackson tries the onside. It's fielded right at the 50 and diving forward by Noah Gradeless. So Adrian will take over possession on the Vikings 49.
Yeah, Adrian in that kickoff return formation. You see everybody was up. I think they've had plenty of tape on Jackson. We've seen him now a couple times, and kind of their standard kick is just that onside kick.
6-0 lead for the Vikings on the defense for the first time tonight. We'll get our first look at the Adrian offense. Sean Parker for the Maples, the sophomore, or excuse me, it's a freshman QB, as we mentioned in the pregame.
Not to be mistaken with the Sean Parker that founded Napster.
That's, yeah. Because he'd be about, what, 50 right now? Maybe with a, still some high school eligibility, I don't know. Under center in the first play for Adrian is a handoff that is stopped at the 49. No gain on the play. The Viking defense pursuit fantastic there as they gang tackle the offensive player who is number 28 is Elijah Terrell.
Yeah, Terrell tackled there by one of my favorite players in the area, Big Dale Dangler. Love me some Dale Dangler.
We've seen him play very well here at Jackson High so far this season. Adrian out in white jerseys with royal blue numbers, white helmets. They stripe down the middle and logos on each side. Out of the shotgun here now for Parker. He's back to throw on second down out into the flats. Caught. And he's going to get about 2 yards on the play. Went to the ground on the catch, Colin Henricks. And he's kind of slow to get up. Really wasn't hit hard, but he does get it. They do get about 2 yards on the play, so they bring up a third down, and actually they're only going to give him one. Third down and nine.
I bet every time an Adrian player limps to the huddle or slow getting up, the coaching staff has to just hold their breath knowing they're already at 19 players starting.
The bench is slim. And as you mentioned, with no junior varsity, a lot of those players over there are sophomores and maybe even a couple freshmen. Shotgun here on third down for the Maples. Parker there. And Terrell in the backfield. And now we'll get a timeout for the Maples. Let's take a minute break. We'll come back with 3:51 to go in the first quarter. Jackson leads 6-0 on WKHM at WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
So on third and nine here out of the timeout, Adrian with some movement before the snap. So moving back 5 yards, they'll try again. I'm sure that wasn't something they wanted to happen after they just burned a timeout to make sure they were going to get this third down play right.
Yeah, nothing they wanted to happen, but Marcus Hoskins was about ready to meet Parker. So maybe it was a good thing for Adrian.
It's Parker out of the shotgun. They come with a blitz. He passes out into the flat. It's a little high, and Terrell can't pull it in. There on the defense for Jackson with a hit, whether he catches it or not, Garrett Ennis. I know Garrett Ennis has had some attention from some schools that he might play at the next level.
Yep, Dad Al, longtime football coach around the area. And our booth buddy, two booths down.
So on fourth down, and it looks like the punt unit's out.
Let's go!
And the snap goes over the kicker's head. He's got to chase it down to the 20, picks it up, and he's brought to the turf. Great pursuit by the special teams for Jackson, and it's Brendan Blood who made that tackle. That's when Halloween starts rolling around. If your name's Brendan Blood, that's pretty cool.
That is. And speaking of cool, punter Matt Moody might be a little moody after that snap, because you can see he was frustrated with the center. Matt was looking over, getting some instructions from the coaching staff, and the snap came. Neither Matt nor the up-back blocker was prepared for that snap and sent tumbling by.
So Vikings take advantage. They're all the way down into Adrian territory at the 18-yard line. So a short field for Jackson, maybe go up by two scores here with 3:43 to go first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Out of a shotgun for Drummond, and he gives to Riley on the sweep. Cuts over defender, stiff arms another to the end zone, and Riley! A highlight reel run there, bounced to the outside, hopped over a defender who went low, stiff armed another, and outran another, showing all the skills on that short play. 18 yards to pay dirt for Riley, and he didn't make us wait for more than one play.
Yeah, you call it the red zone. We might just have to change the name to the Riley zone. And I say, O'Riley.
3:35 to play first quarter, and it's 12-0 Jackson. They'll come out and try for two again. Thanks to Jackson Public Schools, one of our sponsors on these football games this season. And they'll look to make it 14-0 on a conversion attempt. Drummond to take the shotgun snap. He's back to throw. We get a flag coming out early. So they whistle it dead. It's going to be a false start against the Vikings. So their two-point try will have to come from a little further away. Out-of-town scoreboard here for you. As we mentioned earlier, Penfield has defeated Lumen Christi tonight 28-20. Pinckney right now with a 7-0 lead over Chelsea. And East Lansing 7-0 in their matchup. East Lansing, generally a pretty tough squad, getting out to a lead at 3-0 over Holt tonight. And Celine with a 7-0 lead over Tempest Bedford. So the Vikings come out for the two-point try now from the 7-yard line. And Drummond will look to throw again on the slant. A little behind the receiver, but he reaches back and catches it anyway. And that is a nice grab. Very soft hands for Orlando Trader. And Jackson makes it 14-0. 3:35 to play in this quarter. Let's take a 30-second break and come back with a kickoff on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at Jackson High. Our executive producer tonight, Keith Richards, back at the studio. With an extra thank you to Scott Clow for getting us set up on the new Facebook stream. So lots of ways to listen on your radio, online at WKHM.com. And yeah, you can go to the WKHM Facebook page and streaming the audio there, and make sure you click the like button. 3:35 to play in the first quarter still for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Another onside kick attempt. This one's going to be recovered by the Vikings with only one player over there with a chance to get at it. He was blocked by some Vikings players, and once that football traveled 10 yards, the Vikings pounced, and now another chance to make it a three-score game here with still 3:35 to play in the first.
The Maples, the first time around, had Noah Grayless over there, did a very good job just sniffing that out, recovering that. The young man over there this time, Colin Johnson, did not look like he was kind of ready for that.
He did not.
He did not seem to have a plan.
Yeah, and at some point he was outnumbered 3-1 and trying to get that football, and then by the time someone was diving on it there, I think there were five Vikings jerseys there to just his one. Yeah. Well executed on the kick.
You know, we talked about their lack of numbers. I see 9 of their 19 players are underclassmen.
Yeah. Jackson with the football now at the Maples 47. Back to pass, Drummond going deep on first down. Overthrew his receiver, had a step on the defender. Would have had to have been a nice catch to get to it. But Drummond a little over his head. Intended receiver on the play was Alfred Taylor. And we got another out-of-town score update. Michigan Center hosting Grass Lake tonight, and it's nothing-nothing. Is it the end of one?
Minute left in that big homecoming battle.
Homecoming for the Cardinals tonight. Shotgun for Drummond. Give to Riley, and he's hit immediately. It's almost like they gave him a head start or somebody threw him in there, but a nice defensive play for the Maples. Give it up for Noah Gradeless, who made the hit, and they're going to lose 3 on the play. A second down for Riley, bringing up a 3rd and long. They have not been in this situation tonight, Jackson High.
Noah looked a little angry right there with that tackle, as if he was angry he wasn't there to field that last onside kick.
So 3rd down, 13 here for the Vikings, right at midfield. Drummond out of the shotgun. He's got 4 wideouts, and they get the Maples to jump the hard count. So they're going to go back to make it 3rd down at about 8 here.
That must have been a beauty hard count, because that's the first time in my football viewing life I've seen five guys all jump off.
Every defender line up on the ball jumped at the same time. Whatever signal they were looking for, they got it, and nobody else on the Viking side moved. Good job on the hard count. Third down and eight from the 45.
It was a good job by Jackson High's offensive line. Nobody flinched.
Yep. Two wide receivers to the left, Taylor to the right. Dorian Riley in the backfield for Drummond on the third down play out of the shotgun. And he gives to Riley, left sweep. Cuts upfield to the 40, inside to the 30, back outside to the 20, inside to the 15, 10 back outside, on his feet, still down to the 2-yard line, weaving through it like it's a giant slalom event at the Winter Olympics. And Riley just short of the finish line on that one. With 1:52 to play in the first quarter, the Vikings are at the 2 with 4 chances at another 6 points.
Steve, I was just enjoying your call of inside, outside, but you were so correct. It was just a total weave in and out. I thought you described it perfectly.
Thank you. Yeah, he continued to change direction. And I guess to keep the defense guessing, it, and it worked, because they're knocking at the door from the 2-yard line. I think you got to just give it to Riley and let him finish this playoff. Clock's running at 1:26 to go in the first quarter for our friends at Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, opening drains that others can't. They do give it to Riley on the right side sweep, and he's going to casually jog it into the end zone untouched. With a minute 15 to go in the first, it's 20-0 Jackson with an extra point attempt coming. We got an update from out in Columbia. No score at the end of one. The Golden Eagles and the Hillsdale Hornets in a nice LCAA matchup.
I see the score is also 0-0 at the end of one now. It's official at Michigan Center with Grass Lake. Big defensive battles going on through the area.
Yeah.
Except here.
All offense here right now and all Jackson Viking offense. Drummond will take the snap for the two-point try, passing on that crossing route, and there he is again, Olander Trader. Catches and converts. 22-0, the Vikings lead. 30-second break. Another kickoff coming your way on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and with 22-0 Viking advantage with a minute 15 to go, the kick. Another attempt at an onside kick. It's going to keep rolling, and it gets to the 50. And I think Jackson's going to get it again. That slow rolled its way to midfield with the kicker, and nobody from Adrian was shooting up there to get it before it traveled 10 yards.
Yep, and the Jackson kick team did a good job of shielding off the Adrian receive team.
For a second, I was going to say, I felt like I could have, after the kick, run down the steps and gotten to it before it traveled 10 yards. That's how slow it was rolling. But then I thought about it again, and I thought, no, I would have fallen down halfway and hurt myself. So I still wouldn't have gotten to it. And I think they're going to give it to Adrian. I think we had a penalty flag and a hold against the Vikings. And the Jackson High coaching staff's going to give them a little bit of a hard time because it looked like they had legitimately gotten it, but I think they're going to call a hold against the Vikings. And maybe that's why none of the Adrian players could get to the football, because they were being held.
Still, I would think if it was a hold, at the least that'd be a re-kick. I wouldn't think Adrian would just get the ball. But they are giving it to Adrian.
So the ball spotted at the Vikings 46. Good field position here for Adrian. They've only run 3 offensive plays and 1 botched punt attempt. So we'll get a second chance to see these guys, what they can try to do on offense with a minute 15 to play in the first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Mark Konopacki and the crew taking the snap, rolling back to pass. Parker's got it out. Nice looking throw. And there's a decent run after the catch. The ball came loose at the end, and Jackson's bench signaling they have it, and the official agrees. So after what was going to be a first down, for Adrian. The receiver on the play caught it, went airborne, came down and lost the football. Jalen Hatcher, the receiver on the play. And so Jackson will get the football back. And just an unfortunate series of events for Adrian there, as he had got a nice pass out in the open with some space to run, would have had a first down, and just lost the football. And it looked like it might just squirt out the sideline too, but Jackson was on it too quickly.
Yeah, good play design, good run, and good attempted hurdle by Hatcher. Just ball came loose, and like you said, that could have just as easily gone out of bounds, but when it rains, it pours, and Adrian.
34-yard line for the Vikings with Drummond in the backfield with Riley. Drummond takes a snap, gives it to Riley, sweeping over to the right side, bounces all the way to the outside. Can't quite get around the corner as he's tackled by a duo of Maples. Credit to Devon Edwards on the stop, and he had another guy over there with him. And we're going to give that credit to Connor Kruger, the linebacker on the play for Adrian.
Yeah, Edwards didn't look too excited about hitting Riley just straight up, so he kind of grabbed a handful of jersey from the back and was strong enough to bring him down. I give him credit. I don't think I could do that.
So one went low, one went high. Second down and 9 for the Vikings from their own 35, and we get a timeout from the Vikings. Let's take a minute break with 32.5 to play in the first on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
On second down, Riley with a little blast play and another good tackling event there for the Maples. He'll get about 2 and bring up third down and 7. As the time's going to run out on their first quarter clock here, and Adrian had the ball only briefly twice in this quarter. They've run 4 total plays of offense and 1 special teams play. The rest of it, Jackson Vikings, they lead 22-0 at the end of our Minuteman sewer and drain cleaning first quarter. Let's go ahead and take another minute. We'll come back with 12 minutes on the clock for the second quarter on WKHM.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
As we've been watching the Dorian Riley Express, the Amtrak coming through with a horn sounding. We got 12 minutes on the clock, 22-0. Jackson leads Adrian tonight with the ball again, and the gift to Riley off tackle on 3rd and 7. He's got to the 45, to midfield, to the 45 on the other side, and down to about the 42 before he stopped. So one train goes by, another train goes on in front of us, and the Vikings move the sticks and into Adrian territory.
That's funny that you said that, because as I hear the train whistle and the actual train going by, I thought, boy, Adrian Maples have to think that's just Dorian Riley making some choo-choo noises.
We're here in the second quarter of our game, brought to you by Jim Winter Auto Group. Check out their body shop. Free loaner cars. To the 40, to the 35 for Riley on first down. It's about 7 yards, maybe 8. And bring out second down and let's say 2.5 for the Vikings. Got another score update. Hillsdale now out to a 6-0 lead at Columbia Central tonight. Pinckney 7-0 after 1. Against Chelsea. Lenawee Christian out to a 14-0 win over Camden Frontier, 14-0 lead, excuse me, over Camden Frontier. Celine with a 7-0 lead turned into a 14-0 lead over Tempest Bedford. Vikings second down. Drummond out of a shotgun. Riley standing next to him, and we're going to get a whistle. And that's going to be a timeout for the Vikings. Let's take another 30-second break. 10:37 to play in the first half. 22-0 Vikings with the football and driving on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
10:37 to play on the clock here. Second quarter for Jim Winter Auto Group, and we've got second down for the Vikings. Dorian Riley standing beside Drummond in a shotgun stance. His heel on the 39-yard line takes the snap, back to throw, into the middle of the field. Hit the receiver in the hands. He's hit immediately, though. Football slides through, and it's just an incomplete pass for the Vikings, intended on the play, Jaden Brown.
See, I kind of noticed a little trend these last couple drives. It looks like Coach Farley on second down is kind of their passing down, and I think they just figure we'll give it a shot second down, and if we throw an incomplete or something, we'll just let Riley pick up the first on third down.
And I think we've felt that they've had confidence in Riley to pick up those short yardage situations, two or three yards. They feel like they can get it to him, and if they've got two plays to do it, they'll use two plays. Riley goes around the end this time, puts a shoulder into the defensive player, and I don't know if he got the first down, but that player regrets coming up to try to hit him. I don't doubt that.
Yeah, Connor Kruger is going to feel that one in the morning.
Riley put a shoulder into him and definitely got the better of the exchange, but he did get he did stop him, and they're short of the first down here. It looks like, where are we going to spot that? Yeah, fourth and about a yard from the 33.
Going Adrian left to right.
Left to right on your radio dial. Jackson in the black uniforms with the white accents. A little bit of orange there, too. And, of course, the classic winged helmet. Shotgun for Drummond, but a tight formation. He gives it to Riley. He's going to blast through to the 30. Nearly escaped all the tacklers. One hanging out for dear life is Connor Kruger. And the kind of Connor Kruger-Dorian Riley matchup has been fun to watch. The two have been kind of exchanging shots here. With 9:23 to play in the half, 22-0 Jackson, they move the chains for a fresh set of downs.
Yeah, I think that's fun to watch, but fun to watch for us. I'm not so sure it's fun to watch if you're Connor Kruger.
But he's back out there ready to try to make a play here on first and 10 for the Vikings from the 28. And we get a whistle. And looks like that's another Vikings timeout. We'll take another timeout as well with 9:03 to play and a 22-0 Viking lead. Back in a minute, or excuse me, back in 30 seconds at WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
First and 10 for the Vikings from the Adrian 28-yard line. Drummond in the shotgun, Riley's there with him, and he's got four wide. Taylor in motion. He goes up to the left side. They throw it to him out of the backfield. And he changes direction upfield over the 25 to about the 23 where he's tackled. Short of the first down, but he's going to get about 7 yards on that play and a nice pass. You know, that's an offense you see similar. You know, I don't know that it's all the same thing, but with that wing guy goes in motion, there's so many different things you can do with him. You can hand it to him on a sweep. You pass it to him in a situation like that. He can be a lead blocker for your back. It's nice to watch these offensive schemes where there's a lot of different options, and sometimes the real good guys play on those options and run it kind of, you know. And in this case, here's Riley as the lead blocker for a sweep to a different wing player from the other side of the field, and that is Ryan Cunningham with the carry.
It looked like Ryan got just a little bit ahead of himself. Had he let Riley just, if he just used Riley's block there, kind of been a little more patient. But I think, you know, the guy that's not touching the ball much, he wanted to head upfield as fast as he could.
Third down at about 3 here from the 21 for the Vikings. First down is at the, I'll say, 18.5-yard line. Drummond shotgun gives to Riley. To the right side, cuts upfield, gets to the 20, to the 15, breaks through everyone. Had the end zone in sight, but his footing had been tripped up just enough. He goes down, and they're going to get him at the 7-yard line, but it's a first down and goal for the Vikings. Riley once again blasts through the defense to make sure they get that first down yardage.
Yeah, there was one Maple defender that just got his hand on Riley's foot, and I thought he might be able to keep his balance and scamper into the end zone, but Turf Monster might have got him.
With 7:15 to play in the second quarter for Jim Winter Auto Group. Out of the shotgun again for Drummond. He takes the snap, gives to Riley. Similar play to the previous play. And it looked like they might have had him for a loss, but instead he runs away from the tackle. He's going to get about 2 yards on the carry. So it was It was Terrell that got into the backfield there and couldn't hold on to Riley's jersey, so Dorian gets, really, actually, the, doesn't get as much as it looked like I thought he had, so they put him at the 6, second down and goal.
Yeah, Terrell met him about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, but Terrell found out what we kind of already know, just arm tackling Riley is just not going to do it.
Yep, and you, if you can, bring someone else to help. Drummond out of the shotgun with Riley behind him, takes the snap, gives it to Riley on a dive, and he goes to the, it looked like he had a clear trip to the end zone, but he was tripped somehow, and they'll stop him at the 1.
And the trip into the end zone turned out to be a trip just before the end zone. Just a Riley trip.
Down to the 1 with 5:56 to play. Still a 22-0 Viking lead. Halftime coming up. Make sure you listen up for the This Week in High School Sports segment with the MHSAA and John Johnson. Snap for Drummond gives to Riley, and he slides into the pile, and he does get a step into the end zone before he's pushed backwards, and they signal a touchdown. That'll make it 28-0. Jackson's offense has not only has Adrian failed to do anything on the offensive side of the football, but they failed to stop anything that Jackson does on defense, and the Vikings have had a couple of really nice time-consuming drives that have just shortened the game. So, Adrian, if you're looking, they've had 2 possessions so far. They'll get a 3rd here, but, you know, if you're trailing by 4 scores and you're only getting 3 possessions a half, it makes it tough to come back.
Yeah, we thought Riley's 6 touchdown performance earlier in the year we wouldn't see matched, but he might match it himself.
And on the 2-point try, they run that slant play again. Different target on the play, same result. John Cole with a catch for the 2-point conversion. And that's going to get us to 30-0. Viking lead with 5:36 to play in the half, back in 30 seconds right here on WKHM. Online at WKHM.com and streaming on our Facebook page.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 5:36 to play here in the half. I hope the Maples are coming out with an eye to stop the onside kick try. It doesn't look like they're piling enough guys up here on the front line, as they do move a couple guys a little closer.
But still with only 5.
Yeah, they're
at that 10-yard mark.
This time he pooches it over their heads, and it's caught at the 28. And a little footwork and a little movement down to the 40. So Adrian will get to possess the football this time. And that was Keyshawn Rojo Ross on the return. And we do get a flag coming out at the end of the play.
Extracurricular after the play, and I think that was some Adrian frustration coming out, but we'll see.
Stay tuned. Following the broadcast, we'll tell you who our Schlenker's Sandwich Shop player of the game is. I heard from Schlenker's owner, Nick Fuller, today on the radio on WKHM with GOC this morning, and it sounds like the burgers out there are as tasty as ever.
Did you find out, does our player of the game actually get a Schlenker's burger?
I believe that's the plan. I believe that's what happens. Yeah.
Man, do you know how much harder I'd be trying out there?
So 4 scores in this game, by the way. Our touchdown sponsor, Aspen One Hour Heating. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And by the way, you might want to get in touch with them. You haven't had to turn the furnace on yet. There maybe were a couple days, a couple weeks ago where you thought about it. But if you haven't turned it on and you're not sure if it works, get ahead of the game. Call Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning and make sure they can come check you out and make sure everything's working. So the Adrian offense moves back to the 25-yard line with the penalty. Shotgun for Parker. Receiver in motion. And they give it to him on the jet sweep. Trying to get to the edge. Racing against their Orlando Trader. And that's a tough race for anybody to win. That kid's got some jets. He strings the playoff, but Adrian does get a rare gain here on offense. I'm going to call it about 2 yards on the carry for Devon Edwards.
Yeah, because right now, if I'm not mistaken, whether it be kickoffs or offensive plays, Adrian has now touched the ball 9 times, and they've turned it over 3 of them.
Yeah.
Not a good ratio.
That ratio is it's difficult to win, let alone stay within 4 scores of your opponent when you're having those kind of numbers. So 2nd down and 8. Parker comes from the sideline with the play, sharing that in the huddle. And Parker will go under center for this one. Terrell is the deep back. 3 receivers, 2 of them to his right, and back to throw. Quick throw for Parker. A little high over on the sideline. Incomplete. Intended receiver on the play, Devon Edwards. And Edwards is, I'd say he's every bit of 5'5". So it's not difficult to throw too high for him.
Yeah, and here you're a freshman quarterback getting just thrust at a pin in a tough situation. And the Jackson line right now is kind of having their way on both sides, offensively and defensively. So Parker, knowing that there's somebody coming quickly.
4:27 to play, first half, 30-0 is the Jackson Viking lead. Adrian with the football deep in their own territory, though they're moving it a little bit. 3rd down and 8. Shotgun for Parker here. Terrell in the backfield. Back to throw. Quickly gets it away. And the receiver fell down on the play. Orlando Trader had a shot at an interception. Bounces off his hands and incomplete. 4th down for the Maples. And I think we'll get that punt unit out here again. Matt Moody, the big leg, coming out to put some distance between the Vikings and their end zone.
And let's hope the exchange is a little cleaner this time. Moody might be ready for it.
I'm guessing at some point they had a little talk about it. So we have a score from Michigan Center tonight. Cardinals were leading 8-0. Now it's 8-6 with 3 minutes left in the first half. Cardinals holding on to an advantage over a very good Grass Lake team. Low snap, kick is away. It's a nice line kick. It's going to get some distance. Takes a bounce in favor of Adrian over the 40 to the 35-yard line. And do we have a flag out at all? Then we have a standoff. I didn't see any contact between the two. They were just mask to mask yawing.
Yeah, just out there in the open, nobody around them, just face to face. And I guess the official said, you know what, this is going to be one of those personal fouls both ways.
Everybody gets one.
Yeah.
But it stops the disagreement. Who knows? Maybe they were just talking about what they were doing later after the game or something.
There's good places to eat in Jackson. Maybe
there
Adrian
are.
Was asking him.
Adrian on the way. Yeah, what can we get on the way home? Is Schlenker still open? I think I heard they closed at 7. Columbia Central has answered at home against Hillsdale. And they got out to an 8-6 lead. Coach Kubiak with his squad, always fun to watch over there. They play hard for Josh. Drummond with the football. Well, now he's got it after the snap. Throwing from the 30 on the crossing route. And that might go to the house. We got a foot race here to the 40, to the 30. And he tries to turn it back in. Terrell chased down the play and makes the tackle, but not before he gets way into Adrian territory, down to the 21-yard line. And that is a nice catch and run by John Cole for the Vikings.
Yeah, John Cole looked like he was going to take that one to the house, and Terrell for Adrian showing some foot speed there and catching up to him.
Sure, and there's a flag back near the line of scrimmage, so that's going to undo that big gain for the Vikings. And believe it or not, Brian, right now, Northwest hosting Hastings tonight at that beautiful field, and the Mountie is out to a 7-0 lead.
Wow.
Best of luck to Northwest. We'll see them 2 weeks from now when they're here at Withington Stadium taking on these Jackson Vikings.
Some kind of October shenanigans happening in the area.
Yeah, there's
Michigan Center trying to pull an upset. Northwest.
Penfield
beating Lumen.
Beat Lumen. It's
Is it a full moon? I see no moon.
It's a no moon.
You know what I do see, though? A lot of fans. The MHSAA released where 1,000 people can come to games now.
Yep. Out of the shotgun here for Drummond on First down at 15. On the end around, it's Taylor, and he stopped his momentum, and it was a mistake because the tackler got him. And showing some good sportsmanship, helping him up, but a nice tackle for Adrian. That was Cameron Nieto. And he did get back to that original line of scrimmage, though, on the play, making second down and 10 for the Vikings from their own 35. They lead 30 to nothing with 3:13 to go and the clock running.
Looks like we're going to get to see some of the Jackson High players touch the ball a little bit more. I feel like Riley's already had himself a night, well over 100 yards, and the old Abraham Lincoln, four scores.
Drummond back to pass on second down, and just beyond the outstretched hands of the intended receiver on the play, he had nobody between him and the end zone, and that is Jaden Brown, unable to make the connection. With 2:48 to play, yeah, four touchdowns tonight for Riley, four Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdowns, and a 30-0 lead for the Vikings. They're in control, but it's third down and 10 now. Big play time for Adrian. If you want to feel like you still have a shot in the game, you need to get a stop here and get a score before the half. They'll get the ball to start the second half as well. Shotgun for Drummond, gives to Riley. That's the third down and long play. You get it to him, and he gets to the 45. They hit him low, but he leans forward. He's going to get the yardage for the first down. Close to midfield at the 48-yard line, and the Riley Express always seems to make his delivery.
And just such an odd thing, like that Jackson's, you know, they can be 3rd and 8, 3rd and 11, and they still feel like Riley's their best bet, and they're often not wrong.
Clock running now, 2:28 till the half. Hillsdale has answered back at Columbia Central. Now they lead 14-8 on the out-of-town scoreboard. Shotgun for Drummond. Three receivers to his left, one to his right. He's rolling out to his left. Passing to a receiver. He's open at the 40. He's got it to the 30. One guy to beat at the 20. Runs around him, and Taylor's going to take it to the house. A passing touchdown for the Jackson High Vikings. And give it up for Alfred Taylor, and a nice throw by Drummond. He put it right where he needed to. Taylor got in between the two levels of defenders and was wide open, made the catch, and turned it into 6 for the Vikings. That touchdown for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning.
Yeah, a little play action over to Riley to the right side, and that left Taylor all alone. But Drummond, sometimes those are the hard passes to complete when you see a guy standing there that open as quarterback. But Drummond did a great job laying it right to him. Taylor doing the rest from there.
Score update coming in. Michigan Center 14-6 lead over Grass Lake at home with 2 minutes to go in the first half. We're at 2:08 to go here. Jackson will look to make it 38-0 with a two-point try. No, they're going to kick. Hold is down. Kick is up. So Jackson changing the game here and making a kick attempt and nailing it. 37-0. With 2:08 to play in the first half, 30-second break. We got another kickoff coming your way on WKHM and WKHM.com. What's that?
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, still 2:08 to play first half, and Jackson all over this one, 37-0. Adrian back to return the kick, and they're not going to put a low one down. He's going to bomb it down to the 5, and it rolls through the end zone. Big Mac Stacknick with a big kick there. Touchback.
Yeah, Matt might just be telling the coaching staff, hey, forget these onside things. Let me show off my leg.
Yeah. Hey, thanks to a couple of other sponsors on the game tonight, Meridian Wealth Management, the Grace Group, Avenue Auto, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, Al Rowe Steel. They've been sponsoring high school sports in the area for as long as I can remember, knowing that high school sports existed. We also say thank you to the Community Hearing Center. And?
Huh? What's that?
Community Hearing Center.
Oh.
O'Hara Construction. Jackson Public Schools. Adrian with the football on their own 20-yard line out of a shotgun here for Parker, and he's going to throw. Gets the first receiver. Little behind him, but he does make the catch. And there's a first down for Adrian. Receiver on the play, Colin Hendricks. And he held on to it.
Is that Adrian's first? first down?
It's the first one that I can recall,
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, yeah. They had one nice play that was called back with a hold. I believe that's their first down with a minute 47 to go in the half.
Halftime at Columbia Central, and Hillsdale leads that one 14-8. Pretty good matchup. I think both teams 2-1, 3 weeks into the season, and those two always play each other pretty hard. Meanwhile, first and 10 here. The clock runs down under 90 seconds. Parker out of the shotgun, and it's a handoff to Terrell. Blast through the line, breaks some arm tackles, and the ball came out. Jackson saying they've got it. And let's see what the call is. And they do give it to Jackson. So another Adrian turnover. Ball security has been an issue for the Maples. So with a minute 20 to go, Jackson's going to get the football on the Adrian 35. We could have a, would that make a sixth Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown in this game?
And I'll tell you what, the biggest stop of the night might be somebody just stopping Adrian from just jumping on the bus at halftime and leaving.
We've got a second quarter that's kind of drawing out here a little long, but that's all right. It gives us another chance to thank our second quarter sponsor, Jim Winter Auto Group. Beautiful vehicles there. I go by there all the time, and I always make sure I got to be careful because, I check to make sure no one's in front of me as I take a look at those beautiful Caddies and Buicks. There's a pass by Drummond. He had a receiver open at the 8-yard line, and it goes right through his hands, and he knows he missed an opportunity. Hands go to the face. Dectric Reed, the intended receiver on the play, with the drop. Nice pass by Drummond.
Yeah, Reed listed as wide receiver, defensive back. Looking more like the defensive back hands on that one, because that was an automatic, easy 6 points.
Yep, he would have walked it right in. 1:16 on the clock and a 37-0 lead. Jackson with second down from their own 36. And this time it's a handoff and a gang tackle for the Maples. Riley with nowhere to go on that one. Good defense by Adrian. Third down now in 12.
And in a game like this, 37-0, poor Reed is going to have to see that one, maybe in slow motion in the film room tomorrow as some laughs from his buddies might take place.
Kalamazoo with a 35-0 lead over Battle Creek. Blissfield, 14-7 lead over Hudson. 37-0 here as the 43 seconds left in the half and a handoff on the end around for the receiver. Dectric Reed on that play does not drop it. Takes it inside the 30 to about the 28. Not quite enough distance for the first down. So bring a fourth and short. And with 25 seconds running off the clock, I don't know if Jackson's going to be able to get this off as Drummond's still getting the play. He's got to take it to the huddle. 18 seconds.
Looks like they are going to try to get one more playoff.
9 seconds. They are to the line. 7 seconds. There's the snap. Drummond gives to Riley. He's hitting the backfield. Gets away from it, though. Stays on his feet and really just gets back to the line of scrimmage there. Good tackle by Adrian. And with zeros on the clock, we're at the half. 37-0. All Vikings here. Too many turnovers for Adrian and not enough offensive plays. Something would have to change drastically for them to be able to make a comeback here as the Vikings happily trot into the locker room with a big lead. We'll take a 3-minute break here real quick. We'll come back, run down the first half numbers and all the out-of-town scores that we've got for you this week in high school sports from the MHSAA coming up. And then another half of football on the way here on High School Football on WKHM, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here at Withington Stadium, and the Vikings have just had the football the whole half, it seems, and part of it was because of turnovers for Adrian, part of it was because of onside kicks, and a big part of it was that the Jackson offense was not making huge plays. They just kept eating chunks, and they were able to have long, sustained drives when they had the football.
Yeah, Adrian with 4 turnovers for the first half, if I'm not mistaken, and just nothing seeming to go their way. I mean, it's as simple as that. I like to look for positive things, but right now, I don't know that I can find a big positive thing to talk to any of the Adrian fans that happen to be listening.
Yeah, it's tough to look for a silver lining when you're trailing 37-0. A couple nice throws, I guess, by Parker, but a couple of fumbles. And, you know, I think if you're Adrian, are you thinking about coming back and winning, or are you just thinking about coming back and, you know, making the most, maybe getting a score? Maybe that's goal number one. You just go, let's get some points in the second half.
Yeah, and you know what? It might not even be a goal of points, as it might just be a goal of let's just go compete. You know, you can't quit competing, because if you make your goal points, I don't know that you're going to reach that goal tonight.
Oh, so pessimistic. We have a ton of scores from around the area. Of course, earlier game, I think they kicked off at 4:30 tonight. I guess you don't even say tonight at 4:30. It's this afternoon. And Lumen Christi with a loss on the road against Battle Creek Penfield. So they got started early, and it ended early. And our final was 28-20. The Penfield Panthers topped the Titans tonight. Other scores from around the area, East Lansing. And they were... forgive me, East Lansing was taking on Holt. There you go. East Lansing taking on Holt and out to a 35-0 advantage. Michigan Center at the half, 14-6 lead over visiting Grass Lake. And that's a Grass Lake team that has so far run over their Cascades Conference competition. So Michigan Center, after missing a couple of weeks with quarantine kind of shut down, getting back on the field tonight and off to a good start against a good team.
Yeah, I believe Grass Lake is just recently their third, fourth, fifth, something like that in the state.
Top
in their
10.
Division. Yeah, top five even. So.
Yeah. So that's a nice effort in the first half for the Cardinals. They'll try to hold on to that at home. 43-0 Traverse City lead over Alpena. GOC gets us the scores from all over the state. Hillsdale with a 14-8 lead at the half. On the road at Columbia Central tonight out there with the Golden Eagles. That's a nice stadium, too. That's a fun place out there. Jason Smith and Joe Cassidy out there with the K105.3 game of the week. Kalamazoo with a 35-20 lead over Battle Creek. Blissfield 14-7 over Hudson at our last check-in. Northwest was out to a 7-0 lead in their game at home tonight. So good job for the Mounties. And... Head Northwest was taking on Hastings, so it's a winnable game for the Mounties, and we'll wish them the best in getting their W. That would be their first of the season, 0-2 so far for Northwest. They had to cancel, or they had to skip a game for COVID.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and take a two-minute break. We'll get the This Week in High School sports segment from the MHSAA and get ready for some second-half football here at WKHM. Again, it's 37-0. Jackson leading Adrian on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Vikings in the lead, 37-0. The turnover on downs here, and the Maples take the football left to right on your radio dial on first down. It's a handoff and a tackle for no gain, maybe even a little bit of a loss there. Charles Thompson on the play with the tackle. And Terrell just couldn't get anything started on that run.
It looks like they're going to give him some forward progress, but still maybe lose a yard.
Get some info on Julio Paisano. 5'9", he's listed as a wide receiver. Sophomore. Getting some time on the varsity for the Vikings this year.
Got that info, huh?
Yeah.
You got a guy?
Sources. I got a guy.
Okay.
I got a Vikings guy.
Okay, good.
High formation here for the Maples, 2nd and 10. Play action rolling out. Parker with time throws down the middle. He's got a man just beyond the outstretched hand. Intended receiver on the play, Colin Hendricks. And that also, after going past his outstretched hands, was a chance for another interception. I gotta feel like if time doesn't run out before it happens, that Ronald Hicks is going to come up with a pick at one point or another here if they keep going to the air.
Yeah,
which my Vikings guy says Ronald Hicks is an impeccably polite student. Good effort in his math class.
Oh, well, good. He might need to put his math book down and get the jugs gun out and get those hands working a little bit. I'm just kidding. He needs to be a student first and an athlete second, right, Steve?
Right. You would never encourage a student to put down his math book.
No, never.
Hillsdale now has moved out to a 22-8 lead with 4:34 left in the third quarter as they've kind of seized control of that one over at Columbia Central High School. I've got scores coming in from East Lansing now 42-0 over Holt. Mason, a 28-7 lead. We're 37-0 here. 9.5 to play in this game. Running clock. Shotgun snap to Parker. He's going to go to the air again, rolling away from the pressure. Throws it down to Hendricks in pressure, and it bounces off Ronald Hicks' hands again. That's not a hands issue. He was spinning the wrong way. He's lucky he even had a shot at it as it goes off his shoulder pad. But Hicks continues to be around the area where an interception feels inevitable. It's going to bring up a fourth down for Adrian.
I will not blame Hicks' hands on that one. Actually, Orlando Trader did a good job being the first man to get his hands on the ball, just knock it away, and it happened to carom off of Hicks' shoulder pads.
Little gunslinger there out of Parker as he fired that into double coverage. And Hendricks did have a shot at it, so it wasn't a terrible throw. This time starts to tick away here. 8:41 to play, and it's fourth down for the Maples, and they'll go for it from their own 33. Back to throw again, Parker. Looking for that quick play in the middle. Gets it out to the flat. And a good job by Devon Edwards to get open, drifting across. And Parker did put it right in the breadbasket. And Edwards dropped it.
Yeah, the problem with that play, though, is the Jackson High defense did a nice job of knowing where the sticks were, and they kept it in front of them. Mm-hmm. And so even if Edwards comes up with that one, he's going to wind up well short of the first down.
Yeah, he would have really needed to make a nice move to get past that that Viking defense that had lined up, like you said, just a couple yards in front of the first down marker. They weren't going to let anything get there if they could help it. Instead, the Vikings offense back onto the field. Looks like Dorian Riley might be taking a break the rest of the night tonight. He's done plenty and would be the leader in the clubhouse in the Schlenker's Sandwich Shop Player of the Game running. Drummond hands off on the jet sweep and a devastating hit coming through the line. Nice play there. So the handoff was going to Dectrick Reed and coming through on the tackle. Number 24 for the Maples, Owen Bailey, just shot through there like he'd been fired out of a cannon and made the stick. They'll lose 3 yards on the play.
Yeah, I give the Altoids curiously strong hit of the game to Owen Bailey. If we have that feature even, I don't know that we do.
I think we just added
that last year.
Second down and 13 for the Vikings. Drummond almost looked like he just audible. Takes the snap, hands it off quickly, and Paisano coming around the left edge, and he's hit. Bounces off the hit, but there were enough Maples players there to recuperate and bring him down. He gets about 2 yards on the carry to bring up third down and 11.
Yeah,
Paisano showing he can take a lick and keep ticking.
You said Paisano was good at math. Well, it didn't take too much math to decide that one doesn't go into four with much success anyhow.
6:11 to play with the clock running. A 37-0 Viking lead. Drummond's still in the game at QB. He's going to throw, rolling out. Looking downfield, and now he lets it go. He had a man downfield. He was double covered. The defender never looked back for the football, but it was incomplete. He was in the right place. Tyler Hebb, the intended receiver on the play.
Yeah, nice job by the quarterback to spot him, but his momentum, I think, just made it so that throw was tough.
Drummond was close to going over the line of scrimmage there, too, on the throw. Incomplete, though, and bring up fourth down and about 11 for the Vikings. They are on the Adrian 34. 5:20 to play. And there's a QB substitution. Back to throw. Gets it away. Intercepted by the Maples at the 22. And he'll return it to the 35. Takes a hit. Still on his feet. Trying to get away. And he gets to the 40. A flag comes in right at the end of the play. Little duck action on the throw there. Under some pressure. It was Tavion Tanner who threw the play, and that's, again, another sophomore getting some time here with the Vikings varsity. So we'll see what the flag is for, but an interception for Adrian, and I've got Cameron Nieto on the play there.
Yeah, I think that flag came in, an Adrian player came in as there was kind of just led with his helmet on a block.
Yeah. With this running clock, this game is going to get over here a little earlier than we're used to on a night like tonight. Might be a good time to head over to the Shamrock Bar a little early. Watch the Tigers, Lions, Red Wings, Spartans, Wolverines, all of them on the big screens. They've got the Michigan Lottery games. They've got the dartboard, jukebox. That's a lively jukebox down there. I like to just go down there and hear what other people are playing. A lot of times I go into an establishment and I feel like I have to be the jukebox guy. I'm a DJ at heart.
Yeah. By
but,
nature.
Yeah, save me some money down at the Shamrock. I don't always have to play the jukebox.
What's your go-to song?
My go-to?
On the jukebox.
On the jukebox. Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. I need never get old. Back to pass on first down for Adrian. Completed pass out of the backfield of the running back. So they get out of bounds at the 27, and a flag comes in again. And it looks like the official had to kind of go over there and break up some extracurricular nonsense.
Yeah, kind of, again, in these 37-0 type games, frustrations are running high.
Clock still running. We're down nearing the three-minute mark. 37-0, Vikings still lead. The defense has been able to hold up. And that interception that got the possession back for Adrian, they lost whatever they return yardage they got, they lost with a penalty, and now another penalty on that 2-yard reception is going to push them back inside the 20 to the 18.
Steve, I have a really out-of-town score update for you. Louisville up at the half, 21-14 over Georgia Tech, and the New York Yankees up 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth over the Rays. In a game five decision, you know, last game in this playoff series.
And now the officials will come out and stop the clock. At a false start. So they won't stop the clock, they'll just stop the play. For a second, I thought they were intervening that someone had called a timeout, but it looks like they threw a flag. Although I didn't ever see a flag come out, they just blew the whistle.
But the clock is still mercifully running as we're headed under the 2-minute mark now.
False start on the Maples. So remains first down.
So yeah, we're under 2 minutes now, and this one will be wrapping up shortly. Rolling out to throw is Parker from his 10-yard line. It's up in the air. It hauled up in the air long enough for the Adrian player to settle under it and catch it at the 35. Works his way out to the 38. So there's a big play for the Maples that they could have used a while ago. Keyshawn Rojo Ross on the reception. First and 10, minute 35 to play. And the Maples call a timeout here. So with a minute 35 to play, let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back with more on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
So we got 1:35 to play, 37-0. Vikings will put this game in the win column. The only thing left to be decided is to see if Adrian can put up some points. Shotgun here for Parker, and he'll roll to his left to throw. Now pressured and loses it, but it goes right to his running back, and now it's a big play. 45, 50, pulled out of bounds at the 47-yard line for Jackson. And that was some serendipity for the Maples. Jalen Hatcher takes it off. Parker was back there, got pressure from both sides from the Vikings, and I don't know if he did that on purpose or just lost it, but it went right into Hatcher's hands. He did drop it, but be able to pick it up and take it for a good game. So with 1:02 to go, we'll get some more work for the Maples. And oh, what a sack from the weak side. Highlight material for the Vikings defense, Keandre Brown. 5'10", 190-pound sophomore. What a stick right there.
That is called the decleater.
Decleated, and we stop the clock again with a Maples timeout. Let's take a minute break, and we'll come back and wrap this up on WKHM.
Now, back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, with 46.1 to play. I did get an update from our Hillsdale Columbia Central tilt, 22-15. Now Hillsdale holding on to the lead with 9:05 left. Parker out of the timeout. Throws a pass play. Looks like a miscommunication on the route between him and the receiver. It's incomplete. Intended receiver on the play is Holden Davies. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. 14-12. Michigan Center still holding on to a lead against Grass Lake. Good one over there on Harshbarger. And there's a snap that's low. Parker's going to chase it down, and he has to dive on it all the way back at the 27. So with 16 seconds in the clock running, that looks like that was the last play of the game. Adrian Maples will drive home on the losing end of 37-0. Center's going to try to hustle it up to the line. 2 seconds, 1 second, and we are done. Zeros on the clock. Jackson with a 37-0 victory. All Vikings all the way, although held scoreless in the second half. Right?
I like that you're looking for the silver lining with that clock running the way it was. And
Jackson going to the bench and giving some of those sophomores some time on the varsity. Nice win for Jackson. You come out, again, it's a game where We went over it in the pregame that Adrian was going to be playing at a deficit a little bit. Jackson was favored. But you still have to go out and win those games. And to come out and do it 37-0, Jackson can be proud that they handled their business tonight.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. I know sometimes you hear the people say this looks like a varsity team playing a JV team. And it kind of was with 9 out of the 19 players suited up being underclassmen. It's kind of what it was, and that's kind of what it looked like. But Jackson High did what they had to do. They took care of business. And you hope the Adrian team, you wish them luck and that they hang in there and, again, just try to compete.
And, you know, I always try to look at that and go, you know, you got 9 sophomores and freshmen playing on the varsity this year, and your starting QB tonight was a freshman. But next year, those sophomores will be juniors. That freshman will be a sophomore with a year of experience. And so you try to look down the road and go, maybe the silver lining to this is that in a couple of years you might have a team that's making a little bit of noise and manhandling a few teams. Maybe you get some 37-0 wins against teams that you're supposed to beat.
But in that league, you better have more than 19 guys. We're talking the numbers game now.
Yeah. So we will, let's take a 3-minute break here on the post game. We'll come back and we'll run down some scores from around the area, the ones we have. We'll name our Schlenker's Sandwich Shop Player of the Game. And we will, we'll get you into the post game here and enjoy some more talk about football here at WKHM. Our high school football broadcast tonight brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Mark Konopacki and the whole crew over there at Minuteman opening drains that others can't. And if you've got a drain that's plugged right now, what are you waiting for? Call Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Get them over there. They'll open it up. Mark will maybe have to come by himself. So I wonder if, you know, you're the owner of that business and you're sitting at home and you're going, Steve, I'm trying to relax tonight. Maybe have them call me in the morning. You know, I don't know. But anyway, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, they are a fine sponsor for us all the time. And we thank them big time. So 3-minute break. We're back with more postgame on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now, back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 37-0 our final here, all Vikings, and really all in the first half. We stopped counting, but I think Adrian ran 9 plays maybe in the first half, and like we said, 3 of them were turnovers. So it was a tough half, and it's not that Jackson made it easy on him either. The Vikings do have some guys who can be very aggressive and make quarterbacks and running backs uncomfortable back there. And they were able to knock a couple of footballs loose, dive on some fumbles, and just a total dominating effort from the Vikings from start to finish. And they don't dominate the same way if Dorian Riley's not out there. And he was really the ball carrier most of the way. And it just, like you said, sometimes they go into the playbook a little bit, try something else. But it's like you always know you have that Dorian Riley in your back pocket that can get you 5-6 yards on third down or fourth down even.
Yeah, I think after a tough loss last week to Pinckney, a good Pinckney team, I think Coach Farley came out and said, I think made a concerted effort saying we're going to get the ball to Riley early and often and really kind of establish our dominance and not give Adrian any thoughts of, being in this game.
It was nice to see Gibson Drummond, who is a sophomore himself. You know, we talk about Parker as a freshman. Drummond's not a lot older. He's a sophomore, and he given the opportunity to go to the air a little bit, and I think he made a couple of nice passes, and that's going to be something that he'll be able to continue to grow with. And if Jackson, all of a sudden, they have that running game, if you add that passing attack in there, then they're a much more formidable opponent as you think about everybody around the area. Everybody in the state goes to the postseason this year, so you want to be playing your best football by the end of the year, regardless of what your regular season record is.
Yeah, and you're right. Drummond showing some accuracy today. There was some open receivers, and he hit them right, mm-hmm. right in the numbers. So kind of has a little Phillip Rivers kind of almost a shot putty kind of throw to him, but
yeah.
It was accurate, and it worked out well for Phillip Rivers. So
yeah, and a couple times they converted some two-point tries with that kind of a quick slant to those receivers, and it's only for 2 points, but you could see that maybe they run that play at midfield and it turns into a big gain. And I think actually we had one play that did got called back, but there's an added level to the Vikings attack, and I think that's going to make them a little more scary for some of these teams that they might see early in the postseason. So good game tonight for Jackson. Adrian, of course, back to the drawing board, and you got to hope that you just stay healthy, and maybe somebody gets healthy and you start getting some guys back, and just keep plugging away. And I, at no point tonight did it feel like they gave up. You might have seen a head drop after a play, but nobody really stopped working, and they continued to hit hard and play hard all the way, including on the defense against Jackson offense that had, like I said, got out to a 37-0 lead against them.
Yeah, I agree. I was a little worried about that in the first half as I saw a couple heads drop, but the halftime speech by the coaching staff must have really sank in, because, as you mentioned, it was 0-0 in the second half.
Yeah.
Second half score.
Even with that quick running clock, Adrian can at least take that to the bank and say, we turned them around a little bit in the second half. And it's not that we did get some, I use the term garbage time, and somebody actually called me during the week and asked me what that means. And it's kind of a derogatory way of saying it's the time after the game seems to have been decided. But garbage time for us in the booth is the best time of the game for somebody who doesn't get minutes regularly. And I said it when I answered the guy. I said, I was a garbage time player sometimes too on the hoops team. So I call it garbage time because that's what everybody knows it as. But that's a chance for some players to get some reps and show what they can do in a game situation. So a lot of garbage time tonight, but a lot of players emerged, and we had some guys who got to make some plays.
Yeah, when you're a second and third team guy and you're busting your butt in practice just like anybody else, it's really nice to get out there and kind of show what you can do and show the work that you put in at practice and have a good leave with a good feeling.
Yeah, so it was a fun game tonight. If you're heading to the Shamrock tonight, ask them about that 3/4-pound Shammy Burger or one of your favorite mixed drinks. Play the jukebox. Enjoy some incredibly fast, friendly service from the best staff in Jackson. I would have a hard time arguing with that statement. Every time I've ever ordered a drink at the Shamrock, it's been quick to come back. They're over at 1628 East Michigan Avenue since 1947. Our Schlenker's Sandwich Shop Player of the Game. We'll name that when we come back. 3 minute break, and we're back to wrap up the broadcast. 37-0 Jackson with the win tonight over Adrian on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, back with you one more time here at Jackson High. 37-0 Vikings with the shutout victory tonight. And when you have a shutout, you kind of want to give some props to the defense. And the Viking defense was good, but you also have to recognize that opening drive where they killed the first 6.5 minutes of the first half, or first quarter, took it the length of the field and scored. And they don't do that without Dorian Riley running strong like he does. He's got a great mix of power running and speed and agility. And so, he's our Schlenker's Sandwich Shop Player of the Game, no doubt. And honorable mention to, I think Drummond had a nice game tonight. And I think there were defensive players. Ronald Hicks was an interception away from maybe getting a burger from Schlenker's from us. But fun night tonight.
And don't leave out Matt Statnick, the kicker.
Yeah.
Couple of good onside kicks, booted a couple extra points. Matt had himself a game.
Yeah, and kicked a couple kickoffs that went through the back of the end zone, return.
I'm going to give him my honorable mention player.
There you go, that's fair.
He gets some fries, maybe.
So with a minute to go, I'm seeing Hillsdale 22-21. Columbia's gotten it to within a point. So maybe something crazy happens out there. For the Golden Eagles. We'll run down all the scores tomorrow morning on Sports Saturday, 9 a.m. with me and me. So it'll just be myself, but it's fun hour radio on a Saturday morning, and we're followed up right by the Jamie McKibben Outdoor Show, which is always fun too. So join us tomorrow morning here at WKHM. Keith wants to give a shout-out to Orlando Trader also. Some speed plays and was there on the defense a little bit too. So, yeah.
Keith, I agree.
Good effort tonight by the Vikings to, like we said, handle their business and do what they were supposed to do and win in shutout fashion against an Adrian team that is a couple years away from maybe being real competitive, and we hope that they will get there because the league, the games, everything's a little more fun when everybody's kind of evenly matched, and we were seeing that kind of an even matchup out with Michigan Center and Grass Lake at the end of three. What was the score?
21-14, Michigan Center.
So the Cardinals, staying ahead of a very good Grass Lake team. We'll see what Randy Cole's got in his bag of tricks to get the Warriors maybe tie it back up, or maybe the Cardinals are too much to handle tonight. They're still the only team I've seen in the area with their inflatable entrance tunnel. Still a cool moment out there when they do put on a good spectacle over at Michigan Center.
Yeah, it's like the Ravens coming out.
Yeah. it's a lot of fun to go watch a game out there. And who's the press box named after? Tony Horner press box out there. Legendary Tony Horner out of Michigan Center. My baseball coach when I first moved out to Michigan Center.
Yeah.
Well, and his Tony Horner, his kid, was really my coach. But his pops came around a little bit, and he was kind of a mythical figure to me, even from when I'm 8 years old, to then hearing him say Michigan Center from the press box of both hoops games and football games. Yeah, just an all-time great.
I'm getting updates from another mythical Michigan Center character, Shea Tripp. Basketball standout.
Yeah.
And just standout of a person.
Oh, that's...
giving us the updates.
What a compliment. Yeah, so, yeah.
She's awesome, girl.
This is the nicest... press, the nicest broadcast team in all of radio, Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. So we'll wrap it up here. Our Schlenker Sandwich Shop Player of the Game, Dorian Riley. The final from Columbia Central now 22-21. Hillsdale holds on against the Golden Eagles. Hard fought by Coach Kubiak and his squad. And bummer that they had to lose, but the game ended up the way it looked like it was going to be all along. That was two pretty evenly matched teams. Again, we'll run down all the scores tomorrow on Sports Saturday. We'll wrap it up from here. Big thank you once again to Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, and a big thank you to Mark Konopacki for all he does to support high school sports and, you know, just our broadcasts all over the place and the things he does for the community. He's a really good corporate citizen in the area, and I want to make sure we get I want to get that website for you guys. And I thought I had it for you here. It's MinutemanSewer.com. So thank you. And as the lights turn off at the stadium, I think that's a clue that it's time for us to go. For Keith Richards back in the studio, for Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle. And we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. For a schedule of future games and an archive of previous broadcasts, visit WKHM.com.